Mossy, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Actually, we'll start in Europe, considering that match is in progress. England 2-0 in Naples against Italy.
Oh, there you go. Fantastic. I must admit, I've been on international call this morning, so I haven't seen the progress of that game, but that's, on the face of it, a very good result brewing.
What's happening with Italian football, Mossy? They didn't qualify for the World Cup or the last couple of World Cups, and I mean, it's the start of a new cycle, obviously, but with this game here being down 2-0, not many people would have been expecting that, would they?
Well, the ridiculous thing was is that they won a European Championships in between missing out in two World Cups. So how you work that out, I've got no idea. But, again, I think we spoke about this in the lead-up when the Socceroos qualified. It just shows you can't take World Cup qualification for granted, no matter who you are. But, there's obviously something going wrong there. I remember that European Championships team that won it a couple of years ago, thinking, gee, there's some rejuvenation. Even though they went on and won it, there's some rejuvenation needed. Like, it was the end of a cycle, you could see. There's obviously some long-term planning that needs to happen.
Mossy, Harry Kane, what an unbelievable effort to now be leading goal scorer for England.
Incredible. He's one of those players, although his name's in the headlines a lot, and you see his face in the media a lot. Obviously, he's a superstar, but he doesn't go chasing it.
I didn't think he was even close to Wayne Rooney when it came to number of goals for England.
Oh, yeah. Mate, he's
unbelievable.
And that's the thing, isn't it? He just goes about his business. He's one of those guys that I reckon if you bumped into him in a pub, he'd just look like the bloke next door, even though he's a superstar of the world game. But he is... he's every coach's dream. The work rate in general play, his ability to play with his back to goal, his ability to score goals, be in the right place at the right time and execute. Like, he doesn't get mentioned as being up there with the world's greatest players. And I kind of understand why, but geez, he's got to be up there in the conversation for the world's greatest goal scorers. He's an incredible player.
Just on him, Mossy, what about all the talk, it would have been 6 months ago, about him wanting out of Tottenham. That's all quiet and down.
It does for a little bit, Loz, and then it rears its head again. Right. And now there's huge pressure on Antonio Conte. There's talk that he'll depart the club today, by the end of this week, over there. It's obviously the international break this weekend. But, I think the last trophy they won was, I don't know, League Cup maybe 2007 or 2008, for a massive club like Spurs. And they've got the London Stadium, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. It's incredible that they haven't been more successful and won silverware. And that is at the heart of all the talk around Harry Kane. He's a player of his ability and his output in front of goal. You know, is he going to go down as one of the best players ever to grace the EPL and not have a trophy to show for it?
Mossy? Sorry to interrupt. Could that be why he's not spoken about in that same calibre of player, because he's not winning Messi or Ronaldo?
Yeah, I think it's a great point, Clarky, and you know what it's like yourself. To put the exclamation mark on a great career, you've got to have something to show for it other than personal accolades. There's trophies that should go with it.
Yeah.
So I do think that's one of the big talking points around him. But time's running out. It's not that he's on the slippery slope yet, but to make a big move to a big club that's really capable of winning silverware, I think the days are numbered. So he has to make that decision very soon, you'd think.
All right, tonight, the Socceroos, the 39th, according to FIFA, ranked team in the world, Ecuador 44th. What can we expect?
Well, a tough series, because they're the fourth-ranked CONCACAF nation. So we all know what that's meant for the Socceroos in years gone by, because that's usually at the end of our qualifying campaign, and we've come a cropper so many times. So it's certainly not going to be an easy series. The public talk is welcome home to our World Cup heroes. I can tell you now, the private talk behind closed doors is our next campaign starts here and now. So yes, take the accolades of the fans as you run out. But as soon as that whistle goes, you're playing for spots in the campaign. And the Asian Cup is his first step. Graham Arnold's been very clear in his three-step plan. It's the Asian Cup, it's qualification for the World Cup, and then it's doing better at the next World Cup than what we did at the last one. So, you know, it's nice and simple to understand what the plan is going forward. But I'm really excited about this squad. I have to say, like, obviously the World Cup was the World Cup and the Socceroos did brilliantly. But if you look at the makeup of this squad, and I think, you know, the likes of Lecky, Moy, McLaren and Rustich being out of this camp has really opened an opportunity for some of those younger players to either get debuts or those who have got some minutes for the Socceroos really stake their claim. So I think there's so much to play for in this couple of games against Ecuador, and it's good opposition for us as well.
Mossy, you know Arnie as well as anybody. The four-year cycle between now and the next World Cup, how does he get that balance right between winning and building?
Yeah, look, the thing with Arnie is he's a master at the I call him
because
the
if you know what I mean, like last time he could say that he was building, but all the pressure came on and no one cared. They just wanted to win for the soccer.
Yeah.
Rules, you know.
Well, we're still building because we'll always be building until and if this ever happens, probably not in my lifetime, but we win a World Cup, then you're always building towards something. Hmm. And I think, you know, I was just going to say, Arnie's a master at those step motivators. And what I mean by that is finding little motivators each time. So, for instance, here's an example. So this two-game series is a friendly series, right? Not for Arnie. And what he's done is he's thrown the carrot to the players to say, well, every friendly counts towards your FIFA rankings. And the FIFA rankings make a difference when it comes to Asian Cup draws, World Cup draws, qualifying campaigns. So even though it might be a friendly, the 3 points is actually critical, and that's how he motivates the players to go a step further each time they come into camp.
And Mossy, I see Manchester United are on the verge of new owners. They've been campaigning for the Glazers to be out for a long, long time, but well, it certainly hasn't worked yet at Chelsea, although I know completely different circumstances, but I'm sure United fans will be watching this very, very well closely and with interest. Any idea of how this will all transpire as far as whether, you know, United fans are seeing it as a positive or a negative?
Oh, look, they'll be seeing that as a positive, I've got no doubt. Although the ship is starting to steady under Erik ten Hag, there's been so much vitriol in the social media and the mainstream media around the Glazers and their ownership, and obviously they've overseen a tumultuous time for the club, and a lot of fans, the majority of fans, have laid the blame for that squarely at their feet. So, you know, I think it's certainly getting closer and closer to happening. And you know, given what Ten Hag has done with the dressing room and what they're starting to do on the pitch again now, I think the timing would be great for them to get some new owners in and just freshen things up at the club. We all know Manchester United need to be, you know, in the top echelon of world football when it comes to the Premier League and the Champions League. I just don't see that happening. I don't see them taking that next step to back to where we've kind of experienced them being for many, many years till the end of Sir Alex Ferguson's tenure without new owners.
Mate, you have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
You want a quick multi?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, where are you going for it?
Just tonight to Combank Stadium, yeah.
Little
same gamer, and it's Australia to win. Mitchell Duke, anytime goal scorer, and more than 8 corners. So it's paying just over $10.
Okay, beautiful. We'll have that in
Bet's Friends. I had a dream last night, Mossy, that Harry Suter is going to score a goal.
Did you?
Yeah. Can that happen?
Interesting dream.
Of course, absolutely.
Do you usually dream things like that?
Not really, no. But I saw him on the news last night, and then I had a dream about him scoring a goal off a header.
Yeah, it'll be from a corner. 100%.
Then I thought, am I making this up? He's a defender.
No, you're definitely making it up.
No.
But can he score?
He's not scoring.
Yeah.
He's 10 foot taller than any defender he's going to come up against tonight. If he gets the jump right and the delivery is good, he'll score. Now, listen, boys, just a quick one. yesterday, at NAB, I attended a regional and agriculture team day in Sydney. So we had our colleagues from all over New South Wales, ACT, come into Sydney. And I was blown away by the number of them that listened to Big Sports Brekkie and gave you three a rap. Like, because they obviously travel a lot of kilometres in their car to go and visit customers.
They must have been drunk. Were they drunk?
It's
not praising us, they were blind.
That's
yeah, that's my point. Early in the morning, drunk.
We don't drink at NAB, Clarkie.
Mate, listen, let me tell you one thing. I used to bank at NAB. And I hope that drinking is the excuse for the service that I got provided.
Well, Sandy, who looks after me from NAB, who's in Canberra.
NAB are great.
Word must have got back to her yesterday.
Oh, no.
Because...
what she said?
She sent me this.
Oh, about your checkbooks?
Mm. Okay, you don't... I only manage your loans. Do you want me to help you set up?
Mossy, if you
Sandy, if you're listening, I will come to you at some stage.
Have you heard the stuff that has come out of Laurie's mouth this week about still using his checkbook? Oh, my God. He needs serious help from you, buddy.
I can't believe you can still see them. Loz, the leader of the team, Naomi from Wagga.
Yep.
The family knows Michelle. So they send their regards, Naomi Stewart.
Beautiful. No worries.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll let Michelle know. Special day in the Daily Household tomorrow. Michelle's birthday.
Oh, you got a present?
Yeah, I'll shop today.
It's coming. It's booked online.
I'll go looking for something in Aubrey.
Got to go, Mossy. Love you, mate.
Nice. Take care. See you, guys.